Good morning. Welcome to the e-session for class 8th. Module 4, Glimpses of the Past. Today we will study about reported speech. There are two different ways in which we can report the words of a speaker. That is direct speech or direct narration. Another one is indirect speech or indirect narration. So what do you mean by direct speech? Direct speech contains the actual words of the speaker. For example, he said, "I have lost my books." So remarks thus repeated, they are placed between inverted commas and a comma is placed immediately before the remark. So direct speech is found in conversations, in books, in plays and in quotations. So just remember, in these sentences, actual words of the speaker are given within inverted commas without any change. Coming to next, indirect speech. So indirect speech gives the substance of the speaker's actual words and not the exact words spoken by him or her. For example, he said that he had lost his books. You can see here there is no comma after say in indirect speech. That can usually be omitted after say and tell plus object. Coming to next, parts of narration. A narration sentence has two parts. These are reporting verb and reported speech. So what do you mean by reported speech and reporting verb? Here the actual words of the speaker given within inverted commas, they are called the reported speech. In the same way, the verb which introduces the reported speech is called the reporting verb. So you can look here at the example. Here the verb says in the above sentence is reporting verb. And the sentence "I'm going to school" is reporting speech. Next is a table. Here you have to go through it thoroughly. So these are the rules for the change of tense when we transform a direct speech into indirect speech. Next is a table based on time and place in reported speech. So study the table carefully. So in a nutshell, here we can see that if the reporting verb is in the present or future tense, the tense of the verb in the reported speech does not change. Another rule is there, if the reporting verb is in the past tense, the tense of the verb in the reported speech must be changed into the corresponding past tense. And when it's an interrogative sentence, then the reporting verb is changed into ask, inquire or demand, etc. No conjunction is used to introduce the reported speech if the question begins with an interrogative word such as what, who, whose, which, when, where, why, how, whom, etc. If or whether is used to introduce the reported speech if the reported speech has no question word. And another rule for conversion is change the questions into statements. Put full stop in place of mark of interrogation. Now, study these examples. First farmer says, "Here, why are your men taking away the entire crop?" Second farmer, "Your men have taken away everything." Officer, "You are still in arrears. If you don't pay tax next week, I will send you to jail." Now, the answers. This is how we change direct speech into indirect speech. The first farmer asked the officer why his men were taking away the entire crop. The second farmer said that their men had taken away everything. The officer replied that they were still in arrears and warned them that if they did not pay tax the following week, he would send them to jail. So the words asked and replied, they are reporting verbs. Now here is a small exercise based on reported speech. Your students have to write the answers in their notebook. This is end of module 4. Thank you.